for instance, this has been an ongoing situation that has drawn the attention of the Boardwalk Committee. Multiple people living in one structure. It's been reported that there are as many as 55 rooming houses in Atlantic City. They should not be within 1,000 feet of each other, but they are. The licenses and inspection director, Dale Finch, is in the middle of closing some of these houses down due to numerous police calls and violations. There is an excessive use of service ordinance that is on the books, Dan. The city has been working with CRDA, the state, and the Atlantic City Police Department. $300 per call if the police are involved. Landlords, of course, need to be gone after. A lot of them are absentee landlords. The city needs to pay for the relocation of evicted people. See, and that could cost as much as $4,000 per person. So the landlords are playing the sympathy card, thinking that, well, you know, Atlantic City's not going to throw these people out on the street. And even if they do, they have to have them somewhere to stay, and that could cost as much as $4,000 per person. And it's just, and some of these right now, there was recently as 2 weeks ago, some 20 parolees have been assigned to some of these rooming houses on Georgia Avenue. Now, grants are applied through Atlantic County by Atlantic City landlords. Atlantic County has social service components throughout the county, not just in Atlantic City. And Atlantic City does not have to be asked or notified that the parolees are coming. I mean, how does that happen? So, but it's just part of the overabundance of social services that Atlantic City provides compared to the social services that are provided by other communities in Atlantic County. And this has been an ongoing question and problem, and as you can see, as we mentioned, the landlords in many cases are absentee landlords, and they play the sympathy card knowing that Atlantic City doesn't want to put these people out on the street, and if they do, it costs them $4,000 per person. So that is something that has to be resolved. There is an ordinance on the books, as we mentioned, and if police are involved, the landlord is fined. But the bottom line is it has to be corrected. You know, 50 people living in one residence is, some people don't even realize that that actually exists.
Hey, Tom, this is Kip Russell at the Pick Pub. You're doing me a great favor because I know exactly what you're talking about. We have a lot of that going on in our neighborhood surrounding us.
Well, the question is, why does Atlantic City have more than its share of social services? You know, I mean, it's, you know, we don't want to, you know, belie the fact that people do need, you know, whether they're homeless.
Absolutely. Listen, and I'm sure the reason why we're not being notified is the not in my backyard theory is that they try to slip these rooming houses and they fill them up. But you're right, there is a concentration of them in some really great neighborhoods close to the boardwalk that is not, it doesn't help my business.
Well, it doesn't help. Well, it doesn't help the health and safety of the regular resident.
No, absolutely, I mean, it degrades the neighborhoods.
Well, I mean, in addition to the normal residents of these rooming houses, you now have over 20 parolees who are walking the streets of Atlantic City because they have been assigned to to live in some of these houses. I mean, it's beyond common sense. And of course, as I always say, you know, don't make common sense anymore because it doesn't work.